I gotta stand still. Remember the old days I gave shit? We go like this, don't have to move. No problem. We okay, like, to move up one, or it's okay, like,
no.
All right. Is anyone planning on staying up Shavuos? Don't answer that. Because if the answer is no, I have nothing to talk about. I'm sure out of the hundreds of Bachman we have in the yeshiva, I'm sure we can find somebody that's going to be staying up. So I'd like to talk about the halachas that are relevant if somebody stayed up all night learning, what brachas he has to do in the morning, and things like that. The first point I would like to discuss is Netilas Yadayim. There are basically two reasons why, two explanations why we wash Netilas Yadayim with a bracha every morning. One reason is the Rosh. The Rosh says for basically because of cleanliness. We're worried when a person sleeps, I don't know what kind of pajamas they used to have back in those days, that when a person sleeps, he ends up touching parts of his body that will cover. They get dirty. A person wakes up in the morning. Before davening, Chazal said, make sure you wash your hands. And you do it with the bracha, it's a takonas chachamim that we wash for cleanliness reasons. The other reason mentioned is given by the Rashba is because of what we call beria chadosha. The pasuk says when we wake in the morning, every morning we are a fresh, a new creation, so to speak. And just similar to what to that we make bracha every morning, we say again the same brachas that we said the day before. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the world, that I'm a Jew, that I'm not a lady, those kind of halacha, those kind of brachas. Similarly, we also say thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a new creation every morning. And just like the Kohen Gadol, when he starts off his avodah, when he goes to the Beis HaMikdash to start working in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to wash his hands from the kiyor. He would wash his hands. So therefore, says the Rashba, Chazal made a takana. Every morning, we are starting fresh. A new Oved Hashem. We start the morning off to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Chazal said, require us, just like the Kohen, just like a Kohen, we wash our hands and we make a bracha. So two reasons for making a bracha, either for cleanliness or for starting the new day as a new creation. There are a few ramifications, there are nafkaminas between the two reasons. One example would be if a person went to sleep with gloves. Right? If a person sleeps with gloves on, then his hands never became dirty. According to the Rashba, there would be no reason to make a bracha in the morning. Whereas according to the Rashba, as long as you went to sleep, you'd be obligated to wash with a bracha. Another nafkamin will be if a person is, let's say, learning and falls asleep at a shtender. Right? Guy falls asleep, shenas arai. The Besaisa says that according to the Rosh, that it's because of cleanliness. So it could be Chazal never said you have to prepare yourself before davening. They only said that if you want, you know, you go into bed and you're going to sleep. But if you just fall asleep at the shtender, then for a Shenas Arai, for a small, just a couple minute rest, would not require washing your hands with the bracha. Whereas according to the Rashba, since I Lemaisa gave my neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol for those few minutes that I fell asleep, my neshama was taken and it was given back to me when I woke up. And the reason for washing, as we said, is being a new creation, a beria chadasha, a new creation. Therefore, one would be required, says Beis Yosef, to wash even if a person just fell asleep, a shenas arai. Those are two reasons, and there are a number of other nafkaminas. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'la halacha, we are worried, we are hold of both reasons, meet l'chumra, meaning that we do not, we obligate ourselves to wash. We wash even if one reason is applicable, but we don't make a bracha unless both reasons are applicable. In other words, we're machmer both sides. On one hand, we're machmer that we need both to have a reason of cleanliness and to have given our neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would require washing. But as far as a bracha is concerned, there's the famous rule, suffik bracha is lahakal. A person does not make a bracha if he's got a machlokes or some sort of suffik. And since here there are two opinions, you don't make a bracha unless you've got both reasons. Now there's a third reason for washing that everybody's aware of, what's called ruach ra, or ruach tuma, ruach ra. I don't know much about it, and even if I did, I don't think I would explain it here. But there's a concept of ruach ra that when we sleep, the Beis Yosef says that the Zohar says that if you sleep what's called shitin nishmin, 60 breaths, right? As a person sleeps, he breathes in and out. of course, the machloek is exactly how long that is. There are some opinions that can be just under a minute, and some opinions that it's 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours. Either way, there's the concept that if a person slept shishi nishmin, then a person is obligated to wash because of a ruach or roh. There's some sort of a bad spirit, a tumah of some sort that is on the person after the person has slept. Therefore, a person is required to wash. However, the Mishibura says that if someone is washing only for that reason, he would not make a bracha. The bracha is the takanas chachamim, which is for the other two reasons. One of the other two reasons that we mentioned above. But if a person did not have the other two reasons and only had the reason of ruach ra, a person would not make a bracha, even though he would be obligated to wash. Now, what is that relevant to? Well, Shavuos, if a person stayed up all night, excuse me, if a person stayed up all night, assuming he was learning, so he had his mind, he was conscientious of his hands, keeping his hands clean, he was sitting and learning, therefore a person would not have, you would not have the reason of the rush to wash your hands, right? Because your hands stayed clean. So from the time you washed the previous evening or whatever it was, until the morning, you would have no reason to wash your hands since you stayed up all night learning. So according to the Rosh, you would not be able to make a bracha if you learned all night. Whereas according to the Rashba, that there's a discussion about it, but the Mishmur says, according to the Rashba, that the reason it is called a new creation, a beriyah chadasha, when a person awakens in the morning, could be that's a takonis chachamim, and you would have to make it anyway. Even if you didn't sleep and you did not give your neshama takosh bracha, but could be it's a takana every morning, just like the other brachas, Rekha Arat Salamorim, and all the other brachas of Shachar we make every morning, even if a person did not sleep. So too, Nitilas Yadayim, the next morning a person could make the bracha anyway. Therefore, since we have a suffix, according to the Rosh, that it's because of cleanliness, you would not be permitted to make the bracha. So even though according to the Rashba could be you could, the halacha is if somebody stayed up all night, he would not wash his hands with the bracha because of the suffix. And as we said, suffix bracha is l'hakel. However, the Mishnah Berurah gives an idea, a way of getting around this technical problem. Because obviously we prefer to make a bracha in the morning if possible, right? For various reasons. Also for 100 brachas, also in general, we try to make all the brachas. And anyway, according to the Rashba, you could be your chayiv midina. So we try to make the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah therefore recommends, based on other achronim, that what a person would do is, before davening, he should go to the bathroom, touch part of his body in a way that his hands are now dirty, as if he went to sleep, so to speak. Then he would be required, according to all opinions, he would be allowed to make a bracha. Again, the two main reasons why a person washes is because of either, with a bracha, is either because of cleanliness, because he touched himself in a place that would obligate him to wash his hands, or because of a beriyah chadasha, a new bria. We said that if a person stayed up all night, you still would be considered a new bria, a loy plug. Chazal said you make the bracha anyway. The only problem was that your hands are clean, and according to that opinion, you would not be able to. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what you do is you stay up, and then you afterwards go to the bathroom, get your hands dirty in a way that you are now obligated according to everybody, and therefore you could make a bracha. And you would make, yeah, then you could make an atil sedayin like we do every morning. If our person falls asleep while he's learning, and he kind of just puts his head down, then he would have to wash. If, by the way, anybody falls asleep in my shir, they got to go wash their hand. No. And if a person falls asleep during learning, let's say he's sitting at the learning all night and he kind of puts his head down for a couple of minutes, that's called a shenas arai. The Rishonim say that a shenas arai means atzile yodav, meaning he kind of puts his head down on his elbows. according to the Rosh, but you are obligated to wash your hands since you gave your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it also would be a ruach ra if you did it for a certain amount of time, like we said before. Therefore, if a person falls asleep while he's learning at the shtender, he should go wash his hands, but he should do so without a bracha. Okay, that is regarding Netilas Yadayim. So again, what seems to be basically, to sum it up, would be that if a person stayed up all night learning, in the morning, before davening, he goes to the bathroom, touches part of his body that would now make him chayav to wash according to all opinions, and he could therefore make a bracha on a Netilas Yadayim like normal. And he would wash when he comes out and with the bracha. So it would be preferable to do this before, not touching his hands, touching not necessarily, but according to the reason of ruach ra and things like that, it's preferable to wash after alois. The reason being because the Beis Yosef is a suffix, at what point does ruach ra happen? So I mentioned that it comes with the sleep, with a certain amount of time. But the Beis Yosef wasn't sure exactly what the reason for the ruach ra is. At what point does it happen? Is it nighttime? Is it sleep? He didn't know. Is it the beginning of the night, the end of the night? So the Beis Yosef says, yeshli stafek, and therefore a person could be that the tumah will happen again. Even if a person washes his hands, it might happen again till alois. Therefore, the best thing would be to make sure one washes his hands from Alois after Alois HaShachar, as sunrise, as it says it on the calendar. And then a person would go to the bathroom, as we said. Yes? Not if you did this. If you did this in a way that you'd be obligated according to our opinions, then you wouldn't have to. It doesn't seem like anybody has any problem. As long as the person went to the bathroom first. It seems to be that what I've seen brought down is that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it's a half hour. And therefore, it's kind of like making a pshara. Some say 3 hours, some say 3 minutes. And the middle opinion is a half hour. There is, however, another opinion that's even less than a minute. So, since the truth is, it's a bit of a... Maker Adin, probably a half hour would be enough to be Simachan. But if a person, if it's not too big of a deal, it might be a good idea to wash if a unit of person slept for just under a minute. But whatever. But probably it's enough to be Simachan a half hour.
I don't know if this was asked, but I was wondering, why go to the bathroom? Why not just put your hand under your shirt and then you don't have problem of going to the bathroom and keeping your mind pure?
Why Dafka is it mentioned going to the bathroom? Well, look, I mean, a person would want to maybe obligate himself with Asher Yotzar anyway. The minute, as we were talking before, you say, then Asher Yotzar, and then Al-Kanisham will talk about. But those two, so maybe that's, I assume that's the reason. Theoretically, also, I have a feeling there is a concept of the Baruch Hashem Etzricha. You don't want to make yourself obligated. So stam touch yourself might be a problem, whereas if you're going to the bathroom, where anyway you end up touching yourself, and you just kind of machmer, making your hands dirty, it could be that's a little easier. I'm not 100% sure. But it might have to do with Ashi Yotzar. Okay, let's continue. The next point is Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, when a person stayed up all night, does he or does he not say Birchas HaTorah? So, normally, as long as a person did not, well, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, at what point is a person obligated to make Birchas HaTorah again? The accepted sack of the Rishonim and the Poskim is that one does not say Birchas HaTorah unless he had a major hefsek. If he had some sort of an interruption between the time he made the bracha to the time of learning, a person would be required to make brachas again. It is a discussion also in the Rishonim exactly what's considered a major interruption. And the halacha is that if a person, for example, goes to take a shower or something like that, that would not be called a hefsek, and going to work and things like that is also not considered, because you have your mind really on, a person is considered like he always has his mind to go back to learning. So basically, nothing is considered a hefsek as far as Birchas HaTorah, except for sleep. If a person goes to sleep at nighttime, he gets into pajamas, goes to sleep, and wakes up in the middle of the night, for example, 3 o'clock in the morning, he would be obligated to make Birchas HaTorah at that point, and then he would not have to make them again later. So sleeping, but even sleep though is not necessarily a hefsek unless it's what's called a shenas keva, permanent sleeping. If a person just went to sleep, took a nap or something like that, that would not be considered a hefsek even for sleeping. And therefore, the practical halachas of this would be like this. If a person went to sleep in the middle, he gets into his bed, gets into pajamas and goes to sleep, and he wakes up in the middle of the night, that the Shulchan Aruch says clearly a person makes a bracha when he wakes, and that's called a shenas keva. However, excuse me, there's a machloikis, there's a major machloikis amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim. Was that for me? There's a major machloikis, Rishonim and Achronim. If a person goes to sleep during the day, he gets in pajamas and goes to sleep for a couple hours in the afternoon, does he make a Birchas HaTorah again or not? The prevalent minig amongst, it seems to be all Ashkenazim and Sephardim, the main minig accepted is a person does not make Birchas HaTorah ever on sleeping during the day. No matter how long, no matter how permanent, a person does not make Birchas HaTorah. This is what the Poskim, this is the Mishabur discusses it, this is what the Poskim of today say, that we do not make Birchas HaTorah on daytime sleeping. Okay, but now there's another discussion mentioned in the Poskim, is even if a person sleeps at night, but it's a Shenas Arai, it's just a few minutes, or even a short time, but with intention to continue learning, which often happens in Leil Shavuos, the person eats his meal, goes to lie down for half hour, an hour, and then has his chavrusa, or somebody wake him up, and he goes back to learn. So the Poskim discuss that if a person did that in some sort of a kavua fashion, meaning he didn't, he knows. And then if he did that to get up to learn, then he would not be obligated to make Birkas HaTorah again, because it's the only reason he went to sleep is to continue learning, and it's not, and there's no Hesach Hadash, so to speak. The whole reason I went to sleep is to continue learning, and I'm not really stopping my learning, and my intention was just to continue learning, so Adrabah, that is not considered a Hefsek. And therefore, even if he went to sleep at night, it would not be Hefsek. So too, of course, if a person is sitting and learning and he falls asleep in his hands, like we mentioned before, what's called a Shinas Arai, such a thing would also not constitute a Hefsek. It's not an interruption, and therefore a person would not be the Torah, even if it's in the evening. So again, sleeping during the day is not called a Hefsek. Sleeping at night is a Hefsek, assuming that it was a Kavua, some sort of a permanent type of sleeping, gets in the pajamas and goes to sleep. But if he's just taking a quick nap, or he falls asleep in his hand, that's considered a Shinas Arai. Therefore, even night would not be called a Hefsek. Now, if a person was up all night, where there was no Hefsek at all, right, because he learned straight from the day, he continued learning, and he was up the whole night, there was no Hefsek whatsoever. Therefore, there is actually a machlekes in the poskim. Some say that in the morning, you automatically can make Birkas HaShachar, Birkas HaTorah, similar to, as we mentioned before, that in the morning, a lot of brachas you can make regardless of whether you slept or not. And there are some that hold that that's the, that applies to Birkas HaTorah. However, the majority of opinions seem to hold that if a person was up the whole night, he would not make Birkas HaTorah because he didn't have any Hefsek. And as we said, Sofek brachas v'hokal, a person does not make brachas in the case of a doubt, he's got a Sofek. Therefore, a person does not make Birkas HaTorah if he stayed up all night and did not have go to sleep at all. What he would better to do, since there is a shail about it, what he would do is have somebody else say Birkas HaTorah for him, and he has kavanah to be yotze, and then he himself can obviously read the psukim of Yorach, Yivarecha, whatever psukim are said. Because since he himself is a suffix, he's obligated, he can be yotze with somebody else, have kavanah to be yotze. The person obviously should have kavanah to be yotze him, and then he can learn afterwards, like we always do, we say Yivarecha and other psukim, and it would be considered like he was yotze Berchas HaTorah, and that would be the way to get around any problems. When in doubt, be machmer. What?
Okay, let's make it tonight.
Just kidding. What?
Tonight, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning when you wake up and you sleep, your Birkas HaTorah going to a certain point. It's discussed in the place. Leave it. However, there is a really cool way of getting around this problem that the Mishnah Berurah brings. Rabbi Akiva Eiger always was a cool guy, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a way of getting around this problem. I mentioned before that there's a machlekes about sleeping during the day. Right? If we sleep during the day, there are opinions that seem to hold, clearly that you may make Birkas HaTorah when you wake up in the day. But the minig is not that way. Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a brilliant idea that if a person went to sleep during the day. So now again, we said, if a person slept during the day, even if he went to sleep for a couple hours, right, to prepare himself for Shavuos, the minig is you do not make Birkas HaTorah. However, it is a shayla. So, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if a person learned all night, but the day before that he went to sleep, in the morning, when it comes time for davening, according to all opinions, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he would be obligated to make Birkas HaTorah, and therefore a person could say Birkas HaTorah even if he was up all night. Again, if a person did not sleep during the day and was up all night, he has no Hefsek, he would not be permitted to make Birkas HaTorah, and he'd have to have somebody else be Moitzim. However, if a person slept during the day, so according to a lot of opinions, he automatically was obligated in Birkas HaTorah, and he waited till the next morning to make Birkas HaTorah, where according to other opinions, he's anyway obligated to make Birkas HaTorah. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you are what's called Yotze L'chol HaDeyos. According to everybody, you could make a Birkas HaTorah, and therefore you would not be required to have somebody else be Moitz you. Personally, it could be it's not so posh at this din, and if it's possible, in my opinion, it might be a good idea anyway have somebody be Moitz you. But for sure, there's a minig, and people are not like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that if a person slept during the day, he may make Birkas HaTorah in the morning, as long as he waits till the morning.
Is that to me, because there's nobody who holds book this way and that way, therefore you just luck out and you get it? Or?
It's getting both shitas. Now, the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger is looking at it is it's basically two shitas. There's an opinion that you sleep, that the ikr is the hefsek, and then there's an opinion that it's dependent on the morning. You follow the opposite shitas. One holds the hefsek requires, therefore if you slept during the day, you're obligated to make a bracha. But if you waited till the next morning, but if you stayed up for 48 hours or however many days you stayed up, you would never make Birkas HaTorah. That's one opinion. The other opinion is you're required every single morning to make Birkas HaTorah. Whether you slept or didn't sleep, it's irrelevant. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you waited till the morning and you slept during the day, you're Yotzei L'chol HaDeyos. According to every opinion, you'd be obligated to make Birkas HaTorah. Therefore, you could be Yotzei L'chol. Now, like I said, it could be the meaning is a middle opinion. But what the Shabur passes is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and that seems to be the minute.
You have the early Shabbos problem. You can't sweep catch your.
No, that's doing a stira. That's contradicting. Here you're not contradicting. Here you're yotzei l'chol hadayos. Okay, I can't do something that contradicts itself.
So I should have done a bracha when I woke up during
the
day.
No, but that is the minig not to. But if you waited till the morning, then everybody, so to speak, would agree you could make bracha. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm doing something that contradicts each other, it doesn't work. Here, I'm not contradicting myself. I don't make brachas in the morning. But my mindset, now that I'm in a situation where I've got everybody's opinion, then I'm okay. Well, let's talk after. So, as the good rabbi here is pointing out, which of course is the next thing I'm thinking here, that the day sleep has to be some sort of a keva sleeping. You took the words out of my mouth in a different accent. That... because since the day, like we said, asleep during the day, again, the whole cheshbon is that since you slept during the day and you're obligated now to make brachas according to one opinion, therefore if you waited till the morning you could. But that would apply only if you had a sheinas keva. If you had some sort of just a nap, and you say, I'm going to sleep, close my eyes for 15 minutes, wake me up, right? And you didn't really get, and you stayed in your clothes and you just kind of lie down for a few minutes, that wouldn't do the job. The place can say, Shul Zalman and other places can say that if you slept for a half hour, even if you're in your clothes, this part is a bit of a chiddush, but even if you're in your clothes, this also says Shul Zalman, that if you went to sleep and you had intention, I'm going to get a good nap now. I'm not just kind of lying down to close my eyes, but I'm going to prepare myself for Shavuos, I really need a good nap, and you close your eyes and you go to sleep for about a half hour, even if you're in your clothes, the place can seem to say that would be enough to obligate yourself for later. If a person kind of just closes his eyes for a couple minutes, that would seem to not do the job. Therefore, again, so what seems to be the accepted way to get around the problem of Birkas HaTorah is what most people do. We sleep during the day, and especially if you got into pajamas, you slept a good 2-3 hours, for sure in the morning, you could therefore make Birkas HaTorah. Okay? What? What are you asking me what I do? That's none of your business, man. Okay. Right.
I don't understand the Vedic opinions which say that Shemesh Keva during the day is considered a hefsek.
Is not considered a hefsek, right?
The Vedic wants to say right. It's considered a hefsek.
But it is a hefsek.
But it is a hefsek.
Right. So you'd be able to, really, technically, you should have made it then already.
That's what I'm saying. That even when you make it the next morning, even though you're going through the other shittas, but
yeah,
like,
it wouldn't matter.
The Torah you've learned in the meantime is all
without. Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point, actually, what you just mentioned now. Of course, I'm going to kind of mention that now too. But it'll come out that the brachas that you made in the morning, that you all the learning you did till then was kind of without a bracha. But something brachas for hakel, and as I was about to mention now, the truth is if a person learns without brachas haTorah, he would still be, is not ma'akev his mitzvah. There's a sefer called the Var Avram. I don't know if anybody's heard of a sefer called the Var Avram. He brings a Chanan Vassman. Now this is not a lum this year here, so we're going to say this really quick. But Rav Chanan apparently had a raya that if a person learns without Birkas HaTorah, it could be he's not getting a mitzvah for Talmud Torah. Don't throw anything at me. I'm not saying this. Yes, Rabbi Chanan said, and the Devar Avraham says, what are you talking about? How could that be? But Rabbi Chanan Vassman had a proof from a rush that if you learn without Birkas HaTorah, it could be you are not being the kind of mitzvah Talmud Torah. However, the Devar Avraham says, as they say in French, ma piton. There's no such thing. Of course, if you learn, even if you didn't do Birkas HaTorah, you lost out the Birkas HaMitzvahs, even if it's Min HaTorah, but for sure, their learning is considered learning. So since we've got a suffix, so your question is a good question, but the Maisa, since we hold suffix bracha for Hakel, and it could be you're not obligated, and the minig is not to make a bracha, you therefore continue learning, out of suffix, and in the morning you make your brachas. A nafkamina for this question that we just brought up now, is at what point should a person make Birkas HaTorah in the morning? Again, we said, according to what we said, a person really is not yoytze, but whether the person slept during the day or not, at what point should he make Birkas HaTorah if he's learning all night? So, it would have to be from Alois, because since, according to, we're trying to be yoytze the opinions that you have to wait till the morning, so you can really only say Birkas HaTorah from the morning. So the question now comes up, what happens when a person gets to Alois, and he wants somebody to be yoytze, and he's not here, there's nobody here yet, the guys haven't come yet, no one will come up. So can you continue learning? So based on what you just proved, l'chayra, a person could continue learning, the place can say this, a person would continue learning, and when the guy shows up, he should be yotze then. But like we said, preferably, the person should try to be yotze as soon as possible. Yeah.
What about, if I remember rightly, the Shagasariya
is set
up? If I remember rightly, the Shagasariya is set up by Brachu is Diraisa.
Yeah.
So how can a person put himself into a Sopik Diraisa?
In what case? Of learning?
By going to sleep early. They go to sleep during the day. Then, you know, by an opinion, they don't have to...
Look, the minig is that a person does not make a bracha and he goes to sleep, right, in their day. So, now, you can ask you another question, that if we hold it, that Birkas HaTorah is Min HaTorah, so Sopik Derayis L'Chumra.
Yeah.
Fine, but we're not worried about that. You don't make a bracha, that's not a bracha. Brachas you don't make, even though it could be Derayis.
So,
Okay, anyway, is that what?
We
don't say that's not a venture. Then you do venture again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we say the Berachas HaTorah too. If a person is suffering if he made a bracha or not, he says it again. At least the first bracha. At least the third bracha. That's what you. Right? There's a shadow of Allah, the reserve. But the third one, for sure, you make again. It's a machoikis. There are people that hold Rabbanu. But what we hold that Berachas HaTorah is the Raisa, if a person is misupik, if he said it, he should say it again. So why in this case? That's Aris Kasha. I don't know exactly why here we don't say something bracha. Okay, anyway, so far so good. So Berachas HaTorah is finished. Any questions about Berachas HaTorah? Okay, weiter. The next question, next discussion will be is about Berachas HaShachar. That's the whole list of brachas that we say, and all those brachas. There is a discussion in the... excuse me. There are two ways of looking at those brachas. Are those brachas called Berachas HaShvach? Well, excuse me. They're for sure Berachas HaShvach. I'm sorry. The topic is, when we make Berachas HaShachar in the morning, are we saying them because they're relevant to me? Meaning, I heard, so to speak, the rooster, therefore I can make the bracha. I put on my belt, therefore I can make the bracha. Or is it a bracha on what's called Minhag HaShalolam, on what's done in the world? I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the concept of this and the concept of that. Even if I didn't, for example, I don't put shoes on Yom Kippur, can I still make called Tarki, or only since I didn't put on shoes, I can't make the bracha. If I didn't put on a belt, I can't say Oizir Sob Gevura or not. So the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef writes that one does not say the brachas unless he himself was obligated by these brachas. Therefore, a person did not hear the rooster or didn't put on his belt, whatever, he would not make these brachas. The Ramah argues and says that the bracha is al minhagoy sho'olam. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes we put on belts and etc., etc., etc. And therefore, even if a person did not come into the circumstance of obligating himself, he still could say all the brachas. And I think even Svardim hold like this, because the Arizal holds like this also, and therefore I think the minhag is even by Svardim, everybody says Berachas HaShachar whether they were obligated or not. So as far as Berachas HaShachar are concerned, you can say all the brachas. The only two brachas that are problematic is the bracha Elokai Neshama and the bracha of Hamad Rishayna Me'enai. Elokai Neshama Shemasatabi, the Neshama you've given me, which happens in the morning after my sleep. If I didn't sleep, I lechora would not be able to say the bracha. So to Amavir Sheino Me'enai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sleep away from my eyes and gave it back to me. I also can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it didn't happen to me. And now this is already a question. There are some opinions, and the Arizal holds like this and others, that even these brachas are the same. Also, al minhagoy sho'olam, I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that people go to sleep and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama back to people, and therefore a person could make it anyway. However, on this already, there are a lot of poskim that argue and say that these two brachas are not al minhag shalom, it's not a general bracha, but rather on what happened to me personally. Therefore, the poskim hold that a person may not make these two brachas, al mavishayna, al kind of shama. So the only two brachas that we really have a problem with in the so far this whole shir is the bracha are the brachas of el kind of shama and the bracha mavishayna. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's best to have somebody else be moitzi them with these brachas, because these brachas are suffik and suffik the brachas lahokel. So you have somebody else be moitzi. However, if a person cannot be moitzi, does not have someone to be moitzi, Ashkenazim should not make this bracha lachayor. That seems to be the halacha. And those that follow the Arizal, Lachoyer could, because the Kaf HaChaim Paskin is that we hold Iker Din like the Arizal, there's no suffix when it's like the Arizal. Therefore, Svardim and those that follow the Arizal could make the brachas, but otherwise, a person should not make these two brachas, and he should have Kavanah which one? Chaim Meisim, I think. Chaim Meisim, right? You have Kavanah then to be Yotzi from a kind of Shaman, a Mavr Shema, I guess he'll lose out. So, yeah, who wants to ask?
If you actually do have a Shema's Kavanah, shouldn't
you? During the day.
No,
wait,
in the evening.
Right. So then you could do it. That would be enough.
Ooh, that's a good.
Ooh, I don't remember. What would be the din on a Shana's Arai? I don't know. Good question. I forgot. I think I have it written down. I don't remember the answer. Anyway, that's a good question. What would be the din if a person did only a Shana's Arai? They may remember the answer to this. Please, somebody. Okay. I have to look that one up again. If somebody had a Shana's Arai, could he then say Amav Shana or Al Kaina Shama?
How about during the day?
Oh, wait, I'll get to that. Okay, then one second. That, I don't remember the answer. We'll have to look that up. And please, everybody come and ask the good rabbi later. I'll try to tell him. However, we mentioned before in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger that by Berachas HaTorah, a person could sleep during the day, and then in the morning, he could make the bracha, because as long as he slept. This is a question. It's questionable if this helps the Gabi Amar Vesheino and Elokeinu Shama also. There are Pesukim that hold it also helps. However, it seems to be the later point, the agreed upon Psak, is that, and it's still at least a Suffolk, is that even if a person slept during the day, that would not be enough of a reason to obligate him on a Brocha Elokeinu Shama Amar Vesheino. And therefore, even if he slept during the day, he should still have somebody be Moitzi him with these Brochas. Okay? This technical. Because it could be, you need night sleep. It could be, it's not, Elokeinu Shama, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the sleep that I have during the night and not during the day. I'm not sure exactly why, but that's what the place can say.
What's the best time to make
after Alois. And finally, we'll just conclude with, yeah.
Is it a problem when you mar from a person who is Hashim Kanger, if he does, if he plans to stay up all night?
Never thought about it. Good question. I mean, I don't think so. I've never heard of anybody discussing that, but you have to know why. I don't think so. So the answer is no. There's no problem. Everybody knows that. I have no idea why. Okay, we'll have to look into it. And the final thing I just wanted to mention is Birchas Tzitzis. If a person was up the whole day, and even if he went to sleep, but he was wearing his day beged, does he make Birchas Tzitzis in the morning? So now there is a question. If there's a well-known machlokas rishonim, if a person is wearing his day garment, is he obligated in tzitzis at night? If a person puts on a talis, a daytime talis at night, does he make a bracha? Anybody know? So it's a machlokas rishonim. There are opinions that a day beged always is obligated. You can always make a bracha even on a day, even at night, if it's a day beged. Whereas other opinions hold not that way. That it depends if it's night or day. Day you can always make a bracha. Night you can never make a bracha. So that, and we are machmir, like we said, that you don't. So again, you would never make a bracha. However, there's a question now. Therefore, somebody who's wearing a beged, if somebody was wearing his day beged the whole time, there's a question if that's considered a hefsek, since you couldn't have made a bracha on it anyway. The machaber holds that wearing tzitzis the whole day, even if it's a day beged. But he would be, the nighttime is considered a hefsek, and in the morning he may make brachas again, because the night is a hefsek, so says the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishabur brings that a lot, it's a not to push it, there are a lot of poitzkim that hold that according to the opinion that a day beged you can make a bracha on, therefore night is not a hefsek. Therefore, the minig, I think, I don't know, I guess by Sephardim, a person would not be obligated to, but the minig Ashkenaz, anyway, according to the Mishabur, a person should have somebody else be moitzim with his talis gadol. So for somebody who's married or a bachur who wears a talis, wouldn't have any problem because the talis gadol is moitzi's talis kotten. If not, a bachur that does not wear a talis gadol should have should have a mature married person. No, should have somebody be moitzi him with birchas atzitzis. And one final line as I conclude is, remember, Kriyashma is a mitzvah deraisa. So if anyone does plan on staying up all night, make sure not to fall asleep during davening. Because I've seen people fall asleep as they sit down after birchas Kriyashma, and then they fall asleep and they get up for Shemir Esrei, and he was mevatel a mitzvah essay. So it's very important to learn all night, and it's also important to make sure we say Kriyashma and daven properly.